إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, Allah سبحانه وتعالى in Surah Al-Anfal, Allah سبحانه وتعالى said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اسْتَجِيبُوا لِلَّهِ وَلِلرَّسُولِ إِذَا دَعَاكُمْ لِمَا يُحْيِيكُمْ وَعَلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَحُولُ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَقَلْبِهِ وَأَنَّهُ إِلَيْهِ تُحْشَرُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, O you who believe, answer Allah, which means obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam calls you to that which will give you life. O you who believe, answer Allah and His Messenger when He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam calls you to that which will give you life, and know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes between a person and his heart. Allah comes between a person and his heart, which means that He prevents an evil person from deciding anything, and verily to Allah you shall all be gathered. I remind myself and you that the example of this is like a person who is drowning. Somebody who fell into a well or fell into a fast flowing river or something is drowning, and someone on the bank throws a rope, and this person takes the rope in his hand and he says, this rope is too rough. And he said, throw me a silk rope or throw me a velvet rope. This rope is too rough. I don't like this rope. Now, what do you say to somebody like that? If you don't like the rope, you will drown. Simple as that, right? Your rope has come to you. The rope is for your benefit. It's not for the benefit of the person who threw the rope. Person who threw the rope is safe. He's on the bank of the river. You are the one who's drowning, and the rope came to you. And if you reject the rope and you say, I don't like the rope or whatever, I don't like the color of the rope or it's too rough, then it means that you really do not wish to be saved. This is the case in this ayat al-karima, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, answer Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Answer Allah and His Messenger, and this is one of the many proofs of the Risalat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and about his special position with regard to the adab that is due to him, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran has always mentioned himself with the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah and His Nabi, Allah and His Atiullah wa Atiur Rasul, right? There is no place in the Quran, it's very interesting, on a side note I'll tell you two things. One is, there is nowhere in the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned obedience to himself without obedience to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Absolutely nowhere. Allah never said Atiullah by itself. Always Atiullah wa Atiur Rasul. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned ita'at of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam alone. وَمَنْ يُطِي الرَّسُولَ فَقَدْ أَطَى اللَّهِ. Allah said, the one who obeyed Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the one who obeyed the messenger has obeyed Allah. Right? And in another place also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the obedience of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam alone without putting his name in it, but he never mentioned his own obedience without the obedience of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is to reinforce two things. One is to reinforce the position and izzat and adab of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And secondly, to prove that whatever Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says and orders is actually an order from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, whatever he says is what he has been told to say. That is the wahi which he has received. This is what he is communicating to you. He does not speak from his own wish and his own desire. So therefore, obedience to Rasulullah sallam is obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in this ayat of Surah Al-Anfal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam calls you, he is calling you to that which will give you life. And that's why I use this example of somebody who is drowning. If somebody is throwing the rope, is actually inviting him to life. He's offering him life, so to speak. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying here that answer Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah. So Allah is saying, answer Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Do not ignore that. Do not refuse to answer. Just listening alone is not the issue. Also respond. Also answer. Meaning obey. Meaning do what He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells you to do. This refers also to the importance of obeying and following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because when you say answer the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what does it mean? It means run your life according to his sunnah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said something very dangerous. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Inna Allaha yahulu bainal mar'i wa qalbi. He said Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes between the person and his heart. Which means that if a person continuously and continues to disobey Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if a person continues to reject the ahkam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, continues to reject this da'wah towards life, you are being offered something beautiful, you are being offered something which is good for your life of this dunya as well as the akhirah forever. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ghuyur. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not requesting and beseeching and begging us to do His hukum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving a hukum. Allah is ordering us. And Allah is ordering us for our good, not for the good of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is samad. Allah huwa samad. Allah does not need anything or anybody. So therefore, whatever comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is for our benefit. And so therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying here that if you, what the Nabi is calling you for is for your benefit. And if you keep on rejecting what the Nabi calls you for, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will prevent you from getting hidayat. Now this is not a zulm from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not do zulm. This is the choice that a person has made. Right? So for example, if you throw the rope to the person who is drowning, and he continues to reject the rope, and then you say, all right, now what to do? I can't help you. So then the person cannot blame and say, you never helped me, right? You never saved my life. Well, that's not true, because the rope was thrown to you not one time, a million times. The warner came to you a million times. From all sorts of ways, in all sorts of ways, you were warned. You were warned directly, face to face. You were warned by the conditions and incidents in life that you saw. You were warned by the fact that you yourself have suffered from difficult things and from trials and tribulations, all of which are supposed to draw you towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The purpose of any difficulty is to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now if you reject and reject and reject, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, fine, then that means you want to die. To die. Right? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not go beyond a point. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned about the arrogant people of Quraysh in the Quran so many times. But if you look at Surah Al-Baqarah, for example, right in the beginning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, we have put curtains on their eyes and ears. وَعَلَىٰ أَبْصَارِهِمْ غِشَاوَةٌ. They have been, their eyes and ears and everything has been closed, sealed. So hidayat, the doors of hidayat have been shut for them. They cannot get hidayat. In another place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, don't even bother to tell them. It's the same thing, whether you, in Surah Yasin also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, whether you tell them or you don't tell them, it is the same thing. There is no difference. Nothing will happen. Whether you warn them or you don't warn them, they are not going to listen. Why? Because these are the people who have been warned many times, who have been invited many times, and they have rejected and rejected and rejected. So it's like the person who was drowning and the rope was thrown to him multiple times, but the person does not touch the rope, does not take help. So then the person has to drown. And that's why I remind myself and I warn myself and I remind you that be very, very sure in your mind and do not reject and do not turn away when the warning and when the reminder from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes. Right? And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ayah ends and says, and verily to him you shall be gathered towards that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa annahu ilayhi tusharun, and you will gather toward, you will be gathered towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that at the end of the day, what remains completely true is the fact that you are not going to escape from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can reject whatever you want, but one day we have to meet Allah. And that's why I remind myself and you, let us be very clear in our minds. When somebody tells us something, when we hear something, let us take heed of that. Let us not keep ignoring things, because if we ignore things, then there is a, the result is not good. Right? The same thing applies to the issue of the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah, as I have mentioned many, many times before, the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is fard. It has not been left on the individual to take the sunnah and follow whatever he feels like following and not following the sunnah. The following the sunnah is fard. Then why is it fard? It's like saying to somebody who is drowning, grab the rope, that is fard. No, is it necessary to say that? If you want to save yourself, grab the rope. What is the fard? Now, why is the sunnah fard? Because the sunnah is the rope. The rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If a person follows the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then surely and definitely, inshallah, that person will be saved, because the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam leads only to one place, which is Jannatul Firdausul A'la. But the person who rejects the sunnah, the person who does not take the sunnah, the person who takes something and leaves something and so on, it's a different issue. Some things in the sunnah, we don't know, so we don't follow and so on. But deliberately to go against the sunnah, I'm talking about that. I'm not talking about out of our weakness and so on, we can do something, we can't do something. Allah is there to forgive us, and we ask Allah's forgiveness, inshallah. But deliberately, when we know something is the sunnah, we deliberately do something against that. We go against it. Now, this is not the behavior of a mu'min. This is not the behavior of a believer. This is not a behavior of the ummati of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, we have the opportunity, maybe tomorrow we talk about the understanding, what is the meaning of being an ummati of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But it's not the way of an ummati of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's a matter of our allegiance to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's a matter of our love for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we follow him and we emulate him and we imitate him in everything in our life. And the benefit of that is that every action of ours then turns into an action of ibadah. Whatever it is, any action which is done with the niyat of fulfilling the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam becomes an action of ibadah. Absolutely any action, whether it is eating or drinking or sleeping or walking or talking or doing our business, or any action whatsoever of this dunya, which we in any case have to do, because this is our life and we run our lives. So that action, we have to eat. Why do we eat? We eat for ourselves. Why do we drink? We drink for ourselves. Why do we sleep? We sleep for ourselves. But if we do that in accordance with the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with the intention of fulfilling that sunnah, then inshallah musta'an, this action becomes an action of ibadah. And imagine you sleep for 5 hours, 6 hours, 7 hours, whatever, that is 7 hours worth of ibadah. If somebody says, do 8 hours worth of ibadah every day, can we do it? We can't do it. Maybe one day you will do it, beyond that. But here is an opportunity to do this every day, every single day of our lives. All that we need to do is make sure that we do it according to the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this applies to everything in life. And therefore, if somebody is deliberately going against the sunnah, obviously the opposite is equally harmful and bad. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, beware of the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will then stop you from getting hidayat. Allah will come between you and your heart. We ask Allah to save us from that. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never to close the doors of hidayat for us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us hidayat and to keep us on the siratul mustaqim. And that is the dua, ihdina siratul mustaqim. Allah did not ask us to ask for jannah. He said, stay on the path, it will get you to Jannah. And what is this path? This path is the sunnah of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya rahmal alamin.